If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56steve.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Okay, so go ahead, Stephen A. Leahy. What are we talking about?
Well, I'm gonna give some advice to business owners that, because you've probably been watching the news or listening to the news and hearing that the IRS is coming after businesses, right?
Yeah,
only millionaires. They're only going after millionaires.
300,000 new IRS employees,
well,
right?
That's a good estimate.
Yeah,
but they're not only going to go after the billionaires and billionaires. They're including them too. But this is what we were talking about earlier about AI and data, right? So the IRS is collecting data, and so they're coming after everybody, and so you can't hide anymore. We're talking about permits that you could put. Now it's all on computers, and they know if you got the permit or not.
Yeah.
Used to be able to not do the permit, and nobody would ever know.
Yeah.
But now they know. Same thing with the IRS, that you might be able to make some income. Big news recently about Taylor Swift and people selling Taylor Swift tickets, that they're going to be getting these 1099-Ks, right? They're tracking everything. And so what can you do to counter that? Well, you have to anticipate it, that that's what's going to happen.
How about be honest?
Well, that's a very good thing, and
okay.
I think that that's what I tell everybody. That's part of the, you know, be honest, be in a good business, right?
Yep.
That's part of it. Be upfront, be transparent.
Correct.
That's absolutely true. And that means keep good records.
Okay.
Right? Really, because a lot of times people don't keep good records, and they think they're being honest, but they don't. Their records don't reflect anything, and they don't want to keep good records.
Do you have a way for our listeners who are not bookkeepers and don't like that side of their business? They're plumbers, they're concrete people, they're home improvement, they're builders, they're electrician, they're whatever. They're just not. They like doing what they're doing, but they hate all of that. That's
the
accounting
stuff.
Side of the business. They love talking to the clients. They love talking to the listeners. They love going in there, wrenching and doing what needs to be done and pouring concrete and putting roofs on out, doing all that. But do you have an easy solution for them to track all their expenses?
The answer is yes. Okay. And I'm going to go back to computers, right? AI. There are systems out there that do, and maybe you haven't thought about it in 10 years. Things have changed in 10 years, right? It's much easier now than it ever was. Again, one of the things is I'm going to talk about record keeping. First is your business structure. So if you are doing an independent contractor for someone, if you're a realtor, right? And you're 1099, they're sending you a 1099. Guess what? You're in business. And guess what? You're part of these people that the IRS is going after, right? So what can you do about it? Well, first thing you got to do is recognize that you're a business and then build a business structure.
Yeah.
Because once you have a business structure, now you can keep good records. And that's the second thing you got to do. So you have to keep good records. And whether that's QuickBooks Online, whether that's this Patriot, or there's a number of them. QuickBooks Online is really the big one that I recommend, only because I've been using it for 20 some years.
Yeah, they've been around forever.
And what's so great about it? First, it's always the most current version. When you go using the online version, you don't ever have to update it. It's the most, because it's online. Second, you don't have to worry about losing your data. It's all there. I've been using it for 20 some years. All my data is still there. You know, how many computers have I gone through in 20 years, right? So people fight that all the time. You know, oh, my computer crashed and all my data is in there, right? But if you're using it online, it's all there. Another thing, you connect it to your bank account. And to your credit cards, and with
it tracks
AI,
everything for you.
With AI, it learns.
I mean, that's good for people that want to run a legitimate business. For people that don't, right? I mean,
well, if you don't, what's going to happen?
You're going to
the IRS is coming after you.
You're going to get caught.
So, and people used to say, "Well, I'll cheat for 20 years, and then the IRS will catch me." No, you're not going to cheat for 20 years anymore.
I'll tell you what: a lot of our listeners are going to be getting into the real estate rental business because they have a home. That's with a 2-3% mortgage on
it. That's a good point.
Okay, and here's what's happening, right? Listen, I do this every day. Yeah. A lot of our listeners, like Mike's like, why is PMI good during the break? Why? Because you could buy a $400,000 home for 3% down if you don't have $80,000 down. That's why PMI is phenomenal. You're going to have listeners right now are renting out their home.
Yeah.
Okay, for a ridiculous amount of money. Ask any realtor, right? Ask Kari, ask Sarah.
Rents through the roof.
Rents are through the roof. I mean, a two-bedroom in Wheeling. I just went to the orthodontist yesterday, and thanks for noticing my teeth, Steve. I appreciate that. The young lady technician.
I'm just glad he didn't notice any of the bleached areas.
Well, yeah. Well, that's on the way home. Okay. That's on the way home. Okay. Let's not go into it too deep. There's kids listening now. It's a family show. Paying $2,800.
Yeah.
For a two-bedroom apartment with her and her boyfriend.
So that counts as income.
Well, no, I don't. What I'm saying is, if you're paying for a two-bedroom, 1,300-square-foot apartment in Wheeling, what do you think a single-family home is going to get you? $4,000 to $4,500 bucks? Easy. So, and these people, listeners, have mortgage insurance all in, mortgage payments all in at $2,500. So what are they doing?
Sure.
They're taking the two G's cash flow and applying it to their 7.5% mortgage on their new home. That's income.
And what Jeremy just said, that's
income. It's income.
So I always talk about the 16th Amendment, right? Because I'm an attorney and that's what we do.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, I don't know
Amendment
what this is.
The one that is that's the one that brought in the IRS. That all income, and here's the key, from whatever source derived, that's taxable.
Right.
Right. So, and again, Taylor Swift tickets, I buy them and sell them. That's taxable.
I
sell stuff on eBay. That's taxable. And this, well, how are they going to know? They're tracking all of this.
Yeah. They see the
deposits. They have information on all of this. And so when you don't report it, they know it because it's reported to them. And then you get something, what they call a CP2000, that says, hey, this is what we found, and this is what you said. You owe us money. And then you're going to have to pay it. So this is what's happening, and what you can do is get in front of it. Okay, recognize it. Don't wait for them. And that's why you have to take these actions. Again, structure your business. Come up with a good accounting system. And then work about tax planning. Because if you don't plan, you're going to pay a lot of taxes. Got to pay a lot of money in taxes. And then finally, you got to be in compliance.
Let's come back and talk more about how our listeners are in business right now and they don't realize it.
Yes.
And we have a texter asking, why are you screaming? Is that for me or for Steve?
I think that's for Steve. Actually.
Was it for Steve? Yeah. He's been very passionate.
Has he been passionate?
This.
I think we've been just talking with passion. That's not screaming.
Do you want to show the listeners what screaming is?
As my son Joe would say, I'm just talking loud.
Yeah. We're just talking very fast,
his
loud.
Mom would say, why are you screaming? I'm just talking loud.
I like this one.
A lot of emotion.
A wife is calling you out. How does Stephen A. Leahy, how is he in studio right now a week before the October 15th deadline? My husband's been working 16 hours a day for 7 days
a
week.
Well, let me answer that.
Yeah.
I have accountants who do that. Sure. I don't.
You're not a CPA.
You're not a CPA.
I don't do the tax returns. I have people who do that. Sure.
And let's talk about that, because you told me a number that blew me away. Throw the number of 1099s.
Yeah.
How many?
Actually, information returns. 5 billion are filed every year. And that number might double next year.
Hold it on that. Okay, I want you to go into what a 1099B is. And I said, I just got some K-1s a couple of months ago. That's why I had to go on extension. I'm in limited partnerships, and my financial planner got me a hold of, and I had to wait and file. October 15th is the last date you could file if you did an extension for all of those that don't do extensions, because you have to wait for a lot of other information to come in from other people. So they give you to October 15th. So I'm glad your husband is working so much. That's great. I'm glad.
It's tax season.
And, you go on vacation afterwards, or they just get drunk and go into a hole. 312-981-7200.
That's what I do.
That's what you do. 312, that's every Friday. That's why he doesn't come.
That's
Thursday night. 312-981-7200.
Not far from the truth.
312-981-7200. 312-591 what the heck is our number? 591-80 312-981-7200.
Yeah.
Don't call WLS. Call WGN.
312-981-7200.
This is home. I'm going to break. Home from Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Stephen A. Leahy.
I just wanted to mention that the IRS had this problem, and a lot of people weren't getting their refunds.
You're exactly right.
Wham!
What are you talking about?
That's kind of like a Batman.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually opposite. You're
it's
exactly
like a Batman cartoon where you go, pow, pow, pow.
Not true.
But that just to solidify my point. Fight back now. Fight back now.
I can say that live, Fight back now.
I'd rather hear it on tape.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's been almost a year.
I know. I still love hearing his voice, though, anytime I can.
November 5th.
November 5th.
It's when your father decided.
Remember the 5th of November.
We always will. We've got the bottle of tequila ready for the toast.
Can't wait.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. $5 billion or $5
million? Billion.
With a B.
It's a billion, B.
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to put that into context. There's 330 million Americans. There's 330 million Americans. Yeah. Okay, and a certain percentage of that is under 18 years old or 16 years old. Yeah. So,
and some are 90.
Some are 90, right. So that's a lot of... Why would a listener get a 1099-B, and why should they be concerned about getting that?
Now, you're talking about a 1099-B. That's the most common type of what they call information returns. That's true. But there are 21 different 1099s.
21?
21 different
types. That's nauseating.
What that is, right? It's tracking you. Everything you're doing, they're coming up with a new one. A new one's coming out called the 1099-DA, Digital Asset. Right, so they're moving crypto to its own 1099. As they 2 years ago, they moved independent contractors, what they call them 1099 NECs, non-employee compensation. Used to be on a 1099 miscellaneous, right? So why would they do such a thing?
Track you better
because they can track you.
Yes,
what and a 1099 NEC means. You're going to pay unemployment, self-employment tax.
Yeah, you have to pay your own unemployment
tax. So when you were on the miscellaneous, there's a bunch of different ones. Some of them don't have to pay self-employment tax. But when you get a 1099 NEC, it tells the IRS, hey, check that tax return. Do they have self-employment
tax? That's one of the goofiest things for a small business, for just a one-man or two-man shop, that you have to have unemployment.
Yeah.
And you can't claim it if you're under four anyway. So, like, what? I'm paying into unemployment for reason.
You're misunderstanding me.
Yeah.
Self-employment tax.
Self-employment.
That's not unemployment tax. So, self-employment is 15.3%.
Wow.
So, if I'm a...
Give an example.
If I'm a realtor, right, and I'm a 1099 NEC, I get one every year, I have to pay taxes. Maybe I'm at a 20% effective rate.
Sure.
So I'm paying 20% in income tax. Well, I also have to pay 15.3% in self-employment tax.
Now my taxes are
35%.
Wow.
People don't realize this. And that's why I was saying, when you are an independent contractor and you are getting a 1099, you think you're ahead of the game because you used to get $25 an hour and they're paying you $40 an hour and you're thinking, well, I'm way ahead.
Nope.
But you're not way ahead. And these are what you were talking about, yes. David, about all these different
landlords.
Things. I'm very good at making cookies. I'm very good at being a plumber. I'm very good at contract. But all of these other things that are involved in running a business now, you cannot overlook. It's not the days of... It's not easy.
Yeah.
And the days of you putting up a shingle and going into business are over.
Okay? Yeah.
So you have to... If you're going to be in business, then you have to treat it as a business.
This is a realtor heavy... A lot of realtors listen. A lot of self-employed individuals listen to this show. And they're probably walking into an anvil that they don't even know they're
Agreed.
Walking into.
Agreed.
So what number should they call if they want a consultation to see?
Okay,
if
so first I could tell you that we have a membership starts at $97 a month.
Okay.
That for if you're in business for yourself, you should look into it.
Can they write that off?
Yes.
As a business expense?
It's a business expense because it's advice, right?
Okay.
So and also if you sign up for the membership, I'll do your taxes for half price.
Okay.
So you can get and if you follow my advice and you start a different structure, now you have two business tax tax returns.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have it costs money to do this stuff,
sure.
but again, I try to save people money. So
it's
go
an
to opentax.com.
Right.
Or call me at 312-664-6649. Again, we'll talk about it. There's
just not on a Friday after 11, right? Yeah. So Friday before 11, you'll get Stephen A. Leahy.
Well, actually, we still answer the phone.
Sure,
Bonnie still.
Okay.
You should tell David the truth. I mean, the only time you left that day is because you knew he was getting the grand slam.
Actually,
downstairs.
He sent me a picture of the front door. I was on the other side.
Yeah.
So nice.
I just didn't answer the lights off.
He knew I was there. He just didn't want to answer.
Got it.
I'm just going to say, I've been screening my call. I've been screening my door knockers. Phone number.
312-664-6649.
Right.
Again, you should be on my email newsletter list. It doesn't cost anything. I have great information for business owners, and you can do that at WGNTaxMan.com.